This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Zygabush wants to throw. Out pattern. Goal line. Receiver on the run. Yes, he catches. Touchdown. Plyman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
For 20 years, ScoresBroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. ScoresBroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Myring. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Oh, good afternoon to all of you. Jack Kramer, Brandon Coverman. We are at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center, set to bring you the Rushi Cedarville Girls Division 7 Regional Championship game for a berth in the state semifinal next Friday at 1 o'clock at the University of Dayton Arena. Rushi riding an 11-game win streak, 22-3 on the year, versus Cedarville, 18-8. Cedarville's won five straight. The Indians have knocked off the number three seed, Fort Loramie, and the number two seed, Mississinewa Valley. Brandon, should be a fine game. You got Maria Christian, high point getter for Cedarville, Hazel Francis, Southwest District co-player of the year in Division 7. Will they match up, guard each other? Beyond those two, Ariana Cordonier for Rushi, Caitlin Reed, Cedarville. Those two might duel it out on the court as well. Interesting combinations set to take place in this game today.
Yeah, you take a look at this matchup today, and I think that's the thing that pops out right away just looking at the numbers and watching both of these teams throughout the course of this season. As you know, for Rushi, is that they're not going to go out and score maybe the 60, 70 points that these teams like Laramie have had that has made these deep runs, but they're going to play defense, and that's led by co-district player of the year, Hazel Francis. She only averages 10 points a game, but a lot of people will say the reason she got that player of the year is because her defense and how she runs the floor, which, watching as many Rushi games as I have this year, I would certainly agree with that. So I think that's the matchup to me that pops out right away, Jack, is that matchup if Francis is guarding Christian. Christian averages about 18 points a game. So to get 18 points a game, you got to average 25. You got to go out and have nights where you get 25, 30 points just like that. So that's going to be a very interesting matchup. This gym is really, really difficult to score in. As many people know, if you've been here, the layout of this gym is not an offensive-friendly gym for sure, Jack.
Yep, no question about that. Clubs come in, and in the semifinal match for a regional, and they have difficulty finding the range. It may take a couple games for that to happen. And both teams shooting around out on the floor right now. Each has had a regional semifinal contest here, of course. Both teams should be well prepared for the setting. I think it's very interesting to note how much Cedarville relies on Maria Christian and Caitlin Reed. Rushi can win a game, as you suggested, with the three-point getters at 9-10 points apiece. And obviously, Maria Christian has scored 26 and 22 in her last two games and wins over Fort Loramie and Mississinewa. She's got to get her average probably 20, maybe even better than that, in order for Cedarville to beat Rushi here today.
Yeah, and I would agree with that. And that's what in these big games you got to have happen. When you get to the regionals and everything like that, and even the state tournament, you got to rely on your best players to help you win those ball games. That's who you got to rely on in any type of tournament. You got to be able to rely on your big cogs. And for Cedarville, certainly it is Maria Christian, complimented there by Caitlin Reed. And for Rushi, it's going to be driven by Hazel Francis. And, of course, Ariana Cardania running the point. And you hope to get some support on the wings if Callie Gubo can knock down a couple threes. That's something where the Raiders, who are probably favored in this matchup, can really even blow it open more, potentially, and use it in their favor. Because if Callie Gubo can knock down multiple three-pointers in a contest, look out. This Raiders team, like I said, doesn't go out and score 60, 70 points in a contest. But if you get players like her knocking down a couple threes, Ariana Cardania can knock down some shots, Akami Schaefer, look out, because that's when it really tips the scales in the blue and gold's favor.
This Cedarville club can shoot the three ball extremely well, too. Had five in the win over Mississinewa, did Cedarville knock down three threes in the triumph against Fort Loramie. It's going to be very important to see who grabs the early lead. Defense will be key. We'll hear from both head coaches in just a few minutes. They will talk about the strides they have made on the season defensively. Both head coach Michael Bayshore of Rushi and Haley Peters of Troy Christian. Fans filing in, blue and gold across the way, red and black behind us. We are on the Cedarville side of the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Scorer's desk directly below us. Cedarville fans in rows to our rear. We're looking at blue and gold. Rushi folks across the way. Jack Kramer, Brandon Coverman here at Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Girls Division 7 Regional Championship just around the corner. Rushi against Cedarville on scoresbroadcast.com.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life and ask about the Osgood Bank Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Do well and be good. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Indian Lake, Fort Loramie, and a new location in Rushi. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
And we welcome you back to the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Jack Kramer, Brandon Coverman, Rushi Raiders with tremendous balance all year long, as we've alluded. Hazel Francis averages just over 10 points a game, only double-digit score. Ariana Cordonier just under 10 at 9.9, 6-plus points a game from Celeste Borgers and Callie Gubo, 2.3 from Faith York, 2 points a game from Kylie Dosick. It's a club that holds others down. The defense for Rushi all year has been absolutely fantastic. Cedarville trailed Mississinawa 21-20 at the halftime break, turned it on in the second half, led 33-27 after three periods against the number two seed Blackhawks. Played them even in the fourth, 16-16, and won by a count of 49-43. I may have overlooked a stat. Cedarville connected on seven threes in that game. Maria Christian had four, Caitlin Reed one, and Brooke Atkins two. That was here in this gymnasium. Cedarville has been shooting the three ball much better over the latter stages of the season, and defensively, Cedarville has gotten stronger without a doubt. Head coach Michael Bayshore, Rushi Raiders, has his team on a roll. 11 straight wins. He's hoping for a dozen here today to send Rushi to its first ever state Final Four.
We've won 11 in a row. You know, we're getting a lot of
mileage out of our starting five. Hazel Francis was co-player of the year in all of Southwest Ohio. She does it on the offensive and defensive side of the floor. That's why she's player of the year, because she does it on both ends. And our Arikana Cardonier is kind of the engine that drives our ship offensively. She gets us into our sets. Doesn't turn the ball over very often. She plays good defense as well. I mean, the game we had from Celeste Borchers last night was amazing. Her offensive rebounding in the first half alone, getting us second chance points. Kylie Dusick does the same thing. She's a role player. She gets offensive rebounds to kick it back out for more shots. You know, her defense has been incredible. And then Faith York, another senior, has been coming a long way since the Marion game for us. Just key minutes defensively and just been, because she's cut down on her turnovers a lot. You know, and then we bring two shooters in off the bench in Cammie Schaefer and Callie Gubo. I know they didn't shoot the ball that well the other night, but Vandale takes a little bit of time to get used to it, so I'm sure they'll shoot better Saturday. But those two girls coming off the bench, and there's been multiple games this year where they both hit at least three threes in the same game, and that kills the other team when we can make seven threes off of our bench. And then when Cora Dosick gets a little bit of time as a backup post player, and Ruby Francis as a freshman kind of fills in for her sister when her sister needs a break, another really great defender. She knows what she's out there to do. We've just been playing well. I know that, they're really excited for Saturday for their first chance to ever go to state, but they also know that they have to come to play. Cedarville's been playing well at the right time, and they've knocked off the 3 seed, they knocked off the 2 seed, now they're coming for the 1 seed. So we just have to be ready. We're gonna have to control the boards better than we have been a little bit, and be a little bit more efficient on offense. Like I said before, our defense travels every game, so it's going to give us a shot to win. It's just a matter of, can we execute on the offensive end? We've always taken pride in the 3 years I've been here that we're a better team in February than we are in November. But I think what's made us better is a lot of teams started zoning us, and we've gotten a lot better at ball movement in the zone. And like I said before, with Callie Gubo and Cammie Schaefer being able to knock down threes, that gives us three shooters on the floor at the same time. So now it's getting really hard to zone us. And then we just play really good defense. I think our defense has gotten better and better and better. But I think more importantly, the girls just see what's at the end of the tunnel, the light there. And I think that's what's motivating them to get there. They know they're one game away. Cedarville's one game away too, but I mean, this was their goal at the beginning of the year, to get to a Final Four and win the league and do all those things. And you don't get to the most wins in program history without getting better every day. And they just work so hard in practice. You don't have to beg them to come to work. It takes one little, hey, let's not do that, and then they don't do it again. So they're fun to coach. They play really hard. I really want it for them. I mean, it'd be fun as a staff to get to the Final Four, but I really want it for them to overcome the odds they did, losing their leading scorer and leading rebounder the second day of practice and still be in this situation. I think if you would have asked somebody at the beginning of the year if that was going to be possible, they might have said, I don't know, or paused, but here we are, best record that they've ever had and one game away from going to state. So we're just playing with a lot of momentum. We just want to keep it going.
Words of Michael Bayshore, head coach, Rushi Raiders, defense travels. We'll hear similar words coming up now from Haley Peters, fourth-year head coach at Cedarville, as she highlights three members of her starting five, led by Maria Christian, followed by Caitlin Reed and Audrey Shepherd.
I always tell my girls right before we start, like, what a privilege it is to still have the little butterflies in your stomach. There are so many teams at this point that don't have that privilege anymore, and I just ask them to go out and give 100% effort for 100% of the game. And in this tournament run, we've definitely done that. I have a sophomore point guard, Maria Christian, who is phenomenal on both ends of the floor. She looks to score from the inside. She looks to score from the outside. She looks to facilitate, to create for others. She will often be able to lock down the other team's top guard, and does it every single time without coming off the floor. Unless she's in foul trouble, she typically does not step foot off the floor, and has a motor like no one I've ever met before. She has such a drive to be successful for herself, but also for her teammates. She's not a selfish player at all. She wants to create for others and get those involved. I have a junior, Caitlin Reed. She's honestly a very versatile player. She can take you off the drive. She can post you up. She's about 5'10", but very quick. She is very gritty. She's going to get on the floor. She takes at least one or two charges a game. She really prides herself in the defense she plays and allows that to transition into really good offense for her. And she's shown that in this tournament run so far against Mississinewa. She knocked down really key free throws at the end and led the team by example, but also led by scoring some points for us as well. I have another guard who is a senior, Audrey Shepherd. Audrey is the person you want on your team. She is going to do whatever you ask, anytime you ask her to do it. She works so hard. She could go from scoring 0 points to scoring 15 points, and she is happy for her team. She is one of my captains this year, and she leads really, really well. She's always a big encouragement, always wanting to pick people up when they're having a tough game. I'm really proud of the growth that she's shown. She's a phenomenal volleyball player. So volleyball is actually her first sport, and basketball would be the sport to follow. Every time she steps on the floor, I know what I'm getting from Audrey. I'm getting grit, I'm getting determination, and I'm getting someone who's going to go 100% the whole time. We've really focused on defense for the last probably week in practice. We know how to score, we know how to run our offense, but if we can't stop them, then we're going to have a hard time winning. And they have taken that on very seriously. We have bumped every cutter that's come through the paint. We've closed out with a high hand. I always ask them to do the little things well in practice, do the little things well in a game, and those things are going to transition into what would be a successful game for us. So those are really defense has been a really big thing for us that we've been focusing on the past couple of weeks in practice.
And you can simply ask Fort Loramie and Mississinewa Valley about Cedarville's defense. It was excellent in both games as Cedarville beat the Redskins 42-39 and the Blackhawks 49-43. We'll return with more from here at Vandalia Butler. It's the girls' Division 7 regional championship. Rushi Raiders vie for their first ever trip to the state Final Four against Cedarville on scoresbroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Meyer's has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
The goal at Eisenhardt Homes in Bodkins is to create a home for you that satisfies every aspect of your lifestyle and is a home you truly love. Sharon and Tom Schnipple say their new 2,100-square-foot home by Eisenhardt is exquisite, right down to every detail.
We feel the dark grout and the colored stone of the fireplace complement the beautiful coffered ceiling.
A new home by Eisenhardt can eliminate walls and combine living spaces.
This provides a warm coziness for our great room and also for our open floor plan.
You'll have confidence in Eisenhardt Homes.
Corey Eisenhardt was so helpful and so professional in the construction of our truly customized craftsman home.
Relax while your home is built exactly the way you want it. You won't have to break a sweat or break the budget.
Eisenhardt Homes gave us a price and stuck to that price. Eisenhardt kept construction on schedule and on budget.
We're also experts at remodels. We add rooms, update kitchens, and finish basements.
Tom and I truly love our new home from Eisenhardt.
You will too, with all your heart. In Bodkins, EisenhardtHomes.com. EisenHardt.
We are a wholesale distributor of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies for more than 1,000 companies. We are Fox Supply in Minster. We contract with organizations and market these supplies in large volumes. And we work closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. Fox Supply supports our school's academic programs and athletic teams, which have been highlighted by scoresbroadcast.com since 2005. Fox Supply continues to build a strong reputation of customer goodwill by delivering on its effort to improve our communities even further. Fox Supply, one of many organizations helping to make our region a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families. Here in Minster for nearly 50 years.
On the farm, in the barn, and in the show ring, success starts with the right supplies. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, we stand behind hardworking farmers, livestock producers, and show families. Provico at 225 South Main in Botkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source. From quality feed and animal health products to show supplies and everyday farm essentials, Provico has what you need when you need it. Our knowledgeable Provico team understands your operation because we live agriculture too. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Botkins, supporting your farm, your animals, and your success.
The Plaza in Botkins is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Botkins is a spacious 8,000-square-foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
This is Jack Kramer with Brandon Coverman back here at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center, minutes away from the start of this Division 7 regional championship game between the Rushi girls and Cedarville. At last report, the Botkins boys were leading, entering the fourth quarter by 15 against Miami Valley Christian Academy. If Botkins were to hang on and win that game, Botkins would advance on to a regional semifinal next Wednesday night at 7:30 here at Vandalia Butler against Lehman Catholic, which defeated Jackson Center in a game we covered earlier here on scoresbroadcast.com. In the first game of the day at Pickwick, Cedarville was beaten by Cincinnati College Prep, which earns a berth against Delta St. John's next Wednesday at 6 right here in the first Boys D7 Regional Semifinal. We've got starting lineups here at Vandalia in just a few minutes when we come back on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your power source, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, offers you pure fuel and pure performance. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil also distributes Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. Schaefer Oil is a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. And the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane is pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes. They are our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and tomorrow.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
So many thanks to Francis Schulze and Rushi. It offers the winning combo of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams today, a key building component is how well each guards the other's top player. Hazel Francis, Rushi, Maria Christian, Cedarville, two top scorers, both fine defenders for Rushi and Cedarville. Key building components, they open the doors to success for these two clubs here today. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will also open your doors to success. They'll elevate your living space, inspiring the winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at Lumber Dealers Home Centers and door specialists everywhere. Thanks so much to Osgood Bank. On with us here on ScoresBroadcast.com for well over a dozen years. OsgoodBank.com. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank and Local Equipment and Jackson Center, a longtime sponsor, on with us since our start, a founding partner, Local Equipment and Jackson Center. A lot of gratitude to you as well. Opening five for these two teams for Rushi. Ariana Cordon, your guard, 5'7", a sophomore, just under 10 points a game. Faith York opens at a guard position, 5'8", a senior, just over 2 points a game. Kylie Dosick at a forward, 5'10", senior, a couple points per outing. Hazel Francis at a wing, 10.3 points a game, 6-foot junior. And Celeste Borchers, 6.8 points per outing, a 6-foot junior. For Cedarville, Caitlin Reed opens at guard. She's a 5'10 junior, averaging 10 points a game. Audrey Shepherd out front, 5'4 senior, 6 points a game. Maria Christian, 18 per outing, 5'7 sophomore. She leads the way for the Indians. Twins on the inside, Brooke Atkins and Brenna Atkins. Brooke, a 5'10 senior, 6 points a game. Brenna, a 5'10 senior, at 3 points per outing. Oftentimes, Brandon, we talk about the leading scores for these two teams, when in fact maybe a member of the supporting cast might spell the difference. These clubs have the potential for that to happen, that's for sure. We've seen the Atkins girls come alive here in the regional for Cedarville, and we know how Callie Gubo, Cammy Schaefer can come off the bench and turn a game around for Rushi.
Yeah, and Coach Bayshore mentioned it in the pregame. They struggled to shoot here, and I talked about it in the pregame too, about how this is a treacherous gym. This is an intimidating gym to shoot in. I've seen a lot of offensive duds in this gym beforehand, so that's a possibility as well. But yeah, those supporting cast people could swing the game. The stat that I'm interested in, especially if this ends up being a tight ball game, Jack, either way, is the free throw shooting down the stretch. Neither team really that great from the line. And I think that overall could be a factor going down the stretch if this game comes down to just a couple possessions.
When you shoot free throws in this gym, you look at the glass backboard and you see spectators behind it.
Yeah.
In the 3-4 row mezzanine at both end zones.
And Rushi's prepared for that. They have that end zone seating at their new gymnasium.
Opening tip to start the game, won by Rushi's Ariana Cordonier. She brings the ball ahead into the forecourt, hands off to Faith York, top of the circle. Let's check out Cedarville defensively. It appears to be some kind of a zone.
Yeah, it seems more like a little bit of a matchup.
Here is Hazel Francis with the ball, right corner, cross court it goes to Cordonier, high left. Raiders yet to penetrate the three-point arc. York 25 feet away, little pick and roll. Down on the inside for teammate Fortress. Tries to push up a 7 or 8 footer. Deflected by Cedarville, which taps it out of bounds below the hoop. Rushi will throw in right away. Cedarville wants to make a change. Mackenzie Ankeny, a 5'7 senior, comes in for Caitlin Reed, who got spanked on the nose right between the eyes, and she's got a little bloody spot there, and she's off the floor at the moment.
I think one thing that's key for the Raiders too, Jack, it's been about 4 weeks since they played Legacy Christian. The quality of opponent has not been there for the Raiders for about a month. This fast start's going to be critical.
Ball inbounded by Rushi to Francis below the rim. Couldn't shoot. Gave it up to York on the arc. They clear out for Faith. Baseline drive. Then throws it opposite corner. Then the ball is pitched to the arc with Cordonier. Sets and shoots a three. Wide right. Goes out of bounds.
It's a great look. Just way too much on that there.
That gives you an idea as to what these three-point shooters are thinking about. Everybody discusses perimeter shooting at Vidalia Butler. It's not easy, something you've got to get used to. Obviously, a team that plays here on a regular basis has an advantage. This is a regional final. Each team has been here once, having won the regional semi. Here's Christian on the arc for Cedarville. Hands it off to Shepard. Shepard dumps it down baseline right to a teammate. Little 10-foot jump shot pumped up there by Ankeny and off the bench. Short, no good. Rebound by Rushi. Each team 0-for-1 here at the start. We played 90 seconds. Top of the circle, open look for Celeste Borchers. It's online but strong. Weak side rebound by York. York hands to Callie Gubo, who's in. Or I should say it's Kylie Dosick, my mistake. Outside the arc on the left, it's Francis. Looking over the Cedarville defense, sometimes it appears to be a zone, sometimes a man. Top of the circle, fed on the play to Borchers. He's got an avenue down the right side of the lane. Puts it up off the window, no good. Rebound Cedarville. Indians hustle down the floor. Driving shot on the way to the rim by Christian. In traffic, missed it. Rebound Rushi. Each team 0-for-2. Raiders get out ahead of the Indians. Go below the basket, feed it foul line, open look, Kylie Nosek, yes, 15-footer.
That was set up by a good pass from Celeste Borchers right there, who leaked, got cut off down there, and flipped it off to Dosek, who hit the little 10-footer.
And wouldn't you know it, a 2-point score per game on the year for Rushi gets the first bucket of the night. Here's a long three from the left flank by Cedarville, pumped up there by Brenna Atkins, shot missed. Rebound below the rim, tapped up there by Brooke, and then Brenna followed and scored. Big break for Cedarville that got the offensive rebound. Tied the game up at 2. Francis foul line for Rushi. Far left wing gives it up on the play to Borchers. Coming out to catch is Dosick. Near side to York. 2 apiece. Opening 3 minutes plus. They clear out for Cordonier. This Rushi, she can't drive. Open baseline right, Borchers. Nice feed by Dosick. Borchers is hammered, going up for the shot. She gets 2.
Well, Borchers has done a nice job here in the early going, getting a couple looks here. And she's been able to slip to the basket off some screens here, which are getting her those high percentage looks here in the early going.
Yep, she lost the Cedarville defender. And that's what head coach Haley Peters is asking her team about right now from the coaching box. Foul shot is in and out. No good. Game tied at 2. 4:47 left here in the first period. We've seen a shot made by each team. Cedarville's was in very close. We've seen a few shots missed badly. Second free throw, good by Celeste Borchers. Rushi up a point, 3-2. Token pressure backcourt. Here's Christian dribbling center line against Francis. The Atkins girls come out, pass it around. Far right wing at Shepherd. Swings it straight away to Christian. Oh, looking a little pick and roll, lobbing down inside to Shepherd, the guard. She can't shoot. Lobs it out high to Brenna Atkins. Intercepted by Cordonier. Cordonier goes down with more ball, popped free from behind, and it goes out of bounds.
That's a nice play by Christian to recover there, because Ariana Cordonier had a good line to the basket there. First turnover of the ball game for Cedarville in that possession.
Yep, Maria saved 2 points. That's for sure. Rushi inbounding below the rim, leading by 1-3-2. Ball thrown to York, 25 feet away. At the point, high left, it's Cordonier. It's a screen from Dosik. Dosik rolls, no pass chance there. Near side to York, they clear out for her. Thought about driving, she's choked off. Top of the circle, Dosik, who's got the field goal so far for Rushi. Left wing, it's Francis. Francis wants to drive. Meets resistance 10 feet from the rim. Dropped the ball off her foot, and it goes out of bounds to Cedarville.
Yeah, she's waiting to kind of go to that patented spin move in the middle there and just, yeah, dribbled it off the foot.
Well, we figured low scoring in this regional championship game. Points at a premium. Every possession is being prized by these two clubs. And we've scored 5 points in the first 4 minutes and 20 seconds. Going to be a low-scoring tilt. Who knows? 30 points could very well win it. Here's Christian veering to the right, outside the arc. Hand off to Ankeny, and Allie Ankeny in off the bench. Dropped the ball. Rushi picked it up, threw it down to Cordonier. High-arching three ball short. Loose ball rebound thrown to York on the arc. Foul line to Dosik. Near side to Hazel Francis. Being guarded by Brenna Atkins right now. Francis backs her down. Ball punched up in the air by Cedarville. It's loose, picked up by Rushi. 3:07 to go, first quarter. 3-2 the score. Little pick and roll, York to Francis. Now Dosik foul line. Couple shots passed up. Now Francis 25 feet away. Very good defense by Cedarville, which is clogging the driving lane in the middle of the floor. Staccato clapping behind us by the Indian fans. Francis shakes loose, right side of the floor, skips around a red jersey, missed the shot, but she earns 2 free throws.
Well, I tell you one thing, what they're going to do is they're not going to let Hazel Francis triple drive penetrate. That's one thing that Cedarville has made very clear during this early going, is they're not going to let her triple drive penetrate.
3-2 Rushi. 2 free throws, Hazel Francis. It lipped the rim, no good. 2:46 left, opening quarter. Dosik and York are out. Schaefer and Gubo in at guard, giving Coach Bayshore late here in the first quarter some more well-rounded outside shooting with 3 guards on the court. Second foul shot by Hazel Francis. Hit the back iron. Rebound down to Christian. Christian runs her motor up the floor in a hurry. Gives it out back to Allie Ankeny. It's spoiled out of bounds off Rushi.
And Maria Christian hasn't got a shot off yet. Again, they kind of run that little dribble handoff against Cedarville, trying to get a matchup they like, trying to see if they can get a switch off and see if they can get a matchup that they like.
Cedarville inbounding side court, trying to run a play. Ball thrown into the post to a gal in off the bench, a freshman who's come on strong late in the year, 5'11", Lila Cook, and she made a sweeping semi-left-hand hook shot to make it 4-3, Cedarville up a point. Rushi at midcourt, 2:19 to go in the first. Deep right corner, Borchers, inside the arc to Gubo, jumping and shooting from 17, it skipped off the rim, holding foul, rebound against Rushi.
Yeah, Gubo just caught it about right where Dosik hit that jump shot from before. Kind of saw no one around her and just decided to take it. Could have took about another dribble and got a layup and maybe even some contact.
Well, we've got 9 players in backcourt as Cedarville inbounds. Indians bring it up the middle of the hardwood. It's Christian over the timeline. 2 minutes left, opening period. Christian fakes right, goes left, enters the lane, flies the ball toward the rim. Really had no chance to make it. Got it out of her hands, knowing contact was coming, and she's awarded 2.
And that foul's going to go on Hazel Francis there. Again, she hadn't got a shot off, and we're at the minute 59 mark, so you consider that successful if you're Coach Bayshore here. Rushi, got to get something going on the offensive end here.
Well, we'll see how the Indians shoot fouls. Christian swishes to make it 5-3 Cedarville. 2-point lead Indians. In off the bench, giving head coach Peters' team a big boost. Lila Cook, just a ninth grader. Nice field goal in the lane. Christian connects twice at the stripe.
And that's the difference here, Jack. Rushi 1-4, Cedarville 2-2 from the stripe.
Yep, there you go. Free throw shooting in this facility can be tough on you. 6-3 Cedarville. Francis in the lane. On the arc to Gubo. Gubo gave it up, got it back. Pitch and catch with Borchers. A minute 39 to go in the first. Pick and roll attempted on the inside for Francis. Can't shoot. Throws it on the arc to Gubo. Long three-point bomb. Swisharoo from downtown. Gubo ties this game up at 6.
Great swing pass there by Ariana Cardano to make the extra pass there.
30 feet out on the floor. Brooke Adkins hands off to Christian. Christian 15 feet away from the rim in traffic. In a snarl, hands off to Shepard. Shepard, little baseline drive. A floater is good. Audrey Shepard hits for Cedarville. 8-6 Indians, a minute to go in the first. Here's Schaefer 25 feet away. To Gubo again for a three-pointer. It is short, glanced off the iron. Long rebound to Cook, down to Shepard. Shepard swings it far right side to Brenna Adkins. Let's see if Cedarville hangs on to it for a little while here. Final 45 seconds of the first quarter. 8-6 Indians. Gubo made a three, tried another, left it short. Here's a wild drive by Christian with the left hand. Her 10-footer angling from the left is off the mark. Hit the glass, rim, came off to Rushi. Great drive down the floor. Borchers to the cup. She split two defenders from Cedarville and laid it through. We're tied at 8. 20 seconds to go, first quarter. Midcourt Christian signaling a play for the Indians. 13, 12, 11. She gets a screen from Cook, dumps it to Shepard, right corner. She starts a drive. Back to Christian, 25 feet away. 5 seconds left. Christian dribbles between the legs, falls down, steal by Borchers, out to Cordonier, and that's how the first quarter closes. Nothing decided. Rushi 8, Cedarville 8. After 1, on score is broadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers 5 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, and now in Rushi at 207 West Main Street. Osgood Bank is pleased to partner with the Village of Rushi and return banking services to the community. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Well, points at a premium through the first quarter. Cedarville starts the second with a long three ball that's crooked off to the right, and it goes out of bounds. Rushi possession after the misfire by Cedarville. That was a bomb put up there by Reed in off the bench, who's got, what, a patch on her, on her face,
yeah,
after suffering a blow to the nose early on in this game.
Yeah, she's got that Rip Hamilton mask. But Cedarville got away with the travel there anyway beforehand.
Here is Rushi down the floor, game tied at 8, opening 40 seconds, second quarter. Nobody guards Ariana Cordon, your top of the circle. She's left open for about 3 seconds, shot it short, no good. Rebound Cedarville, quickly down the floor, Shepard. Shepard takes it the last 50 feet and hits a running Baker. Nice job by Shepard. She's got two fielders in this game for Cedarville, which leads it 10-8, a minute gone here in quarter number two.
Well, you said it might be those role players, Jack, and Shepard with 4 points here so far. That's huge. Four different Cedarville girls scored in that first quarter on their four buckets.
Christian without a fielder so far. She's made two free throws. High left with the ball. Gubo left available for Rushi. Shot it short off the rim. Backboard no good. Rebound down to Cedarville. Here's Christian up ahead. 25 feet away to Brooke Atkins. Outside the arc on the left to Brenna. Ball pitch left corner to Reed. Reed finds Shepard cutting to the rim. Oh, it's a great combination. Reed to Shepard for a third bucket. 12-8 Cedarville.
Well, they just isolated her and gave her that matchup, and it's been easy for her to score there.
Cordon here gives it to Borchers, 25 feet away. On top to Francis. Francis on the bounce. 30 feet from the rim, it's Gubo. Straight away, Cordonier, who sizes up the three ball. Swish! She connects. Ariana Cordonier, a big bucket. Rushi had fallen down before. Now it's a one-point game, 12-11 Cedarville, with 5:49 to go in the second. Left corner, Brooke Atkins, out high to Christian. Christian shoots a 30-footer. My goodness, that was ill-advised. She forced up that shot, barely caught iron. And it ricocheted out of bounds. First throw across the way. Empty possession for Cedarville.
Well, I tell you what, Cedarville on the defensive end is giving Rushi that three-pointer. Yep. They're saying, make it. We're not going to come out and guard you until they make it. Made a couple. Gubo and Cordonier have hit one apiece here.
Yep, Cedarville has made a commitment to not allowing Hazel Francis or Celeste Borchers to drive that lane. 12-11 Cedarville. Rushi a chance to take the lead on a weave out high. It's Hazel who gets isolated right side of the floor. One-on-one move into the lane. No good. Got the offensive rebound, and she was hacked on the arm.
Yeah, and there they gave her that little dribble handoff. They isolated that right side of the court to get it to her dominant hand. Second trip to the line. She went empty that last time here. These got to be critical for Rushi. Went 1-4 in the first quarter from the stripe.
12-11 Cedarville. Free throw by Hazel up and in. And after falling down before, just that quickly, game is tied at a dozen apiece. Rushi is drawn even. 5:15 to go here in the second. Hazel missed it at rim. Oh, a great offensive rebound. Stick back Borchers on the iron. No. Rebound Cedarville knocked out by Rushi. Oh, Celeste nearly got a put back on a missed foul shot. Ever so close, that would have been big.
That was point blank right there, Jack.
5 minutes left, second quarter. Game even up at 12. Cedarville led 12-8. Cordonier drained to three. And then Rushi netted a free throw. A dozen apiece. Hazel got the foul shot. Here's Caitlin Reed back to the basket. Elbow in the left. High dribble. Fumbled it. It's loose in the corner. Now Cordonier's got it for Rushi. I'm wondering if Reed may be bothered a little bit by that contraption on the face. Cordonier down the floor to York. Shot fake on the arc. Coming out to catch his Borchers. 4:32 to go, second quarter. Left wing, it's Francis who wants to drive. Boy, Cedarville's got a couple, three players chasing Hazel, who steps back to shoot the three. It's off the flange. Long rebound, Cordonier, who dips into the lane, goes up and under. Ball off the underneath side of the board. Rebound kicked out to Cedarville. 4:12 to go, second quarter. Down to Christian. Look at her go to work. Slicing through the defense, and she scoops it toward the backboard, knowing she would get contact and a couple of free throws, and that is what happened.
And that's the only way the top scorers on each team have pretty much got looks. Maria Christian has not got off a clean look all night, and they're denying, at least Cedarville is, Hazel Francis, any dribble penetration there. Both coaches have done their homework.
And how about Maria Christian at the free throw line? She pours in the shot. She's 3-for-3 at the stripe, giving Cedarville a 13-12 lead. 4:10 to go, second period. That one's way short. barely grazed the front of the rim. Rebound down to Dosik, ahead to York. York stops and pops, three-pointer, rim, backboard, no good, long rebound, tracked down by Shepherd of Cedarville. She's on the go, 3:55 left, second quarter. Now to Christian, met at the top of the circle by Francis. Christian retreats towards center circle. Instructions being shouted by head coach Haley Peters. Rushi down one, beyond the halfway mark, second quarter. Far left wing, it's Brooke Atkins. The weave is on. Ball pitch cross court to Shepherd. Shepherd starts to drive, and it goes for another basket. Missed it strong. Overshot the layup. Had a pretty easy one. Rebound down to Francis Ferrucci. She starts to drive in the right corner. Top of the key now to Cordonia, who motions. They clear out for Ariana. There she goes. A running banker. Missed it. No good. Rebound Cedarville. Each team missing good-looking shots.
Yeah.
On drives. Could not convert. 3 minutes left, second quarter. Shepherd straightaway three for Cedarville. Around, around, and out, no good. Rebound pinballed around. York gobbles it up for Rushi, and she's hammered in backcourt.
I tell you what, they really like Audrey Shepherd's matchups. They're really going with her. You noted it in the pregame. These role players are going to be big. You know, and Rushi's got to look at Shepherd. You know, with Christian not going, they got to be thankful, Cedarville does, that she's been able to hit some shots for them.
Interestingly enough, Caitlin Reed, with the mask on the face, has gone to the bench. She's at the front end of it. Here is Rushi attacking down a point, 13-12. 2:40 left, second quarter. Francis top of the circle. Gives it up to Gubo. Swung near side to Cordonier. Right corner, York. York wants to drive, can't do it. Now Cordonier 30 feet away. Top of the circle, Dosik. Outside the arc on the left. To Hazel Francis on top to York. Open look, three ball, clanged off the rim. Long rebound right back to Faith. Finds Dosik baseline right. Here comes the double team. Lila Cook gets arms in there for Cedarville. Ties up the Rushi player. Held ball, Rushi possession. 2:15 left to go here in the second. 13-12 Cedarville again. Points at a premium. Each offensive possession is being highly prized in this game. Both teams very formidable at the defensive end. Each team quite stingy. Being marked every time down the floor is Hazel Francis. Being spied on every time down the floor, Maria Christian for Cedarville. Here is Rushi inbounding below the rim. Out back to Gubo, who instructs her offense. 2:06 left till halftime. Cedarville up a point, 13-12. Dribbling through the top of the circle, Francis. High right to Gubo. Cross court to Cammie Schaefer, who's checked in. Back to Gubo. Gubo head of the key, swings it near side to Francis. Francis slices through the top of the circle to Schaefer for three. A long one is good. Cammie Schaefer went airborne on a 26-footer and buried it.
They went with their open post offense, and they shaded off Schaefer. She's going to let it fly, and she's been hitting it really well lately.
15-13, Rushi up two after being down 12-8. Rushi's outscored Cedarville 7-1 in the last 3 minutes. Top of the circle, it is Brenna Atkins for Cedarville. Down in the left corner to Reed. Reed coughed up the basketball. It's loose side court. Out of bounds to Rushi. 1:19 left, second quarter. Rushi up two, 15-13. And Cedarville gets a timeout. Raiders with a two-point edge. 79 seconds to go till halftime on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the RISI Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at RISI, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Up, Gubo, Cordonier, and Schaefer have all made threes for Rushi, and the Raiders now have a two-point lead, 15-13. 70 seconds left to go, first half. Cedarville once led 12-8. Raiders have bounced back and have scored 7 of the last 8 points in this game. Schaefer, far side of the floor, rotates it on top to Cordonier. 55 seconds left, second period. Clapping behind us from the Cedarville crowd. Far left wing, it's Francis, shot fake, dips the shoulder, enters the lane, on the arc to Gubo for three, it looks good, it is! Cali Gubo from downtown.
Great play, they were, Cedarville's trapping the wings, Hazel Francis got on the inside, kicked it out to Gubo, she was wide open.
Raiders up 18-13, thanks to stellar three-point shooting here today at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Cedarville in some trouble. Christian on the arc, weaves to Reed. Reed down the lane, little crease to the rim, lays it up strong and rolls off. Rebound pinball to York for Rushi. York, long lead out to Cordonier. It's too far. She chases it down, saves it on the arc to York for three. Short. Rebound in the paint. Schaefer tries to scrape it off the floor. Rushi somehow, some way, gets a timeout with 4.5 to go until halftime. 18-13. Rushi in the lead by 5 on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Yep, 4.5 remaining, late second quarter. Rushi with the ball up 5, 18-13. Curious to see what the Raiders do here. Ball inbounded about 10 feet to the right of the basket on the baseline, Brandon.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a look for either Hazel Francis or Celeste Borchers.
It's thrown to Cordonier on the arc to end the first half. A buzzer beater bouncing, no good. And that's how the second quarter closes. Good finish by Rushi, which once trailed 12-8, 10-1 run by the Raiders over the last 4:55 of the second period to lead by 5 at the halftime break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, three-fourths of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota care to pick them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyers reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyers, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS Inc.com. Hey, you'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. From succulent steaks and roasts to mouth-watering brats, bacon, and burgers, our store is a haven for meat enthusiasts. Thanks to the support of loyal customers, we offer the highest quality in meat processing at our retail store, Curly's Custom Meats. From our gate to your plate, we take great pride in ensuring top-of-the-line standards in maintaining control over our products. At Curly's, we source locally grown wholesome beef and pork, delivering a level of flavor and freshness that's unmatched. You see, we combine the art of butchery with exceptional service. This means for you a meat shopping experience like no other. Curly's state-of-the-art smokehouse produces meat products that will tantalize your taste buds. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. CURLYS Meats.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Frisch's in Sydney. We're still here, never left, as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney?
Do you have short-term or long-term pain or discomfort? I want you to know that Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, Ohio, treats sports-related injuries as well as orthopedic and neurological conditions, including vertigo.
My name is Dr. Katie Bargy, a physical therapist and owner of Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness. We enjoy helping individuals decrease pain, improve function, and ultimately achieve their goals.
At Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, care is individualized.
We provide direct one-to-one treatment to promote optimal care and faster outcomes.
Treatment techniques may include integrative dry needling, soft tissue mobilization, individualized strengthening, and balance and agility training.
Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness participates in direct access, meaning the initial consultation can be made by calling for an appointment without a physician referral. We then work closely with your physician to best serve you.
Contact Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi at 937-710-8744. Let Restore restore your well-being.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate, home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E. Affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs. We build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Welcome back to the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Jack Kramer, Brandon Coverman, Rushi in the lead, 18-13. A few different storylines so far. Rushi's gotten comfortable shooting the three ball. Three different young ladies have scored from behind the arc. Maria Christian, top point getter on the year for Cedarville without a field goal. And her running mate, Caitlin Reed, suffered a blow to the bridge of the nose early in this game and does not appear to be playing her best basketball. Halftime, Brandon, brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie.
Well, let's take a look first here for Cedarville. For Cedarville, they were 4-12 from the field. They are overall led by Audrey Shepherd, who's got 6 points. That's been big because Maria Christian only has three, and that's all from the stripe. No field goals for her. Two for Lila Cook off the bench and two for Brenna Atkins. They're 3-4 from the line. They have 5 turnovers and 8 rebounds. For Rushi, they're 6-23 from the field. They have 15 rebounds compared to the 8 of Cedarville and have shot 23 times. That's been the big difference marker, I think, so far. Rushi, I had with 2 turnovers so far in the first half. They are being led right now, taking a look overall. Ariar Kadarn's got 3. For Callie Gubo, she's got 6 in that first half with 2 threes. Kylie Dosek's got a bucket. Brazel Francis, she has got 3 in that half. Actually, I take that back, 2 off 2 free throws. And then Cammie Schaefer's got a 3 as well for what I've got for scoring so far. And Rushi's 2-6 from the line.
Yep, good first half overall for Rushi, which was down 12-8 at one point. Early to midway in that second period, then caught fire, held Cedarville scoreless the last nearly 5 minutes of the second period. Take that back. They did tally a free throw in that stretch, not a basket from the floor. So over a period of 5 minutes, Rushi outscored Cedarville 10-1. 10 of the last 11 points to close out the second quarter put on the board by Rushi. That's the difference in this game. Raiders up 5, 18-13, halftime break here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
Here we go. Welcome back to the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Jack Kramer, Brandon Coverman. We start the third quarter of play with Rushi up 5. Cedarville quickly goes to the post to Christian. Left-handed twisting shot. No good. Off the heel. Rebound Rushi. 5-point lead Raiders. A chance to spread it. Top of the circle with the ball is Dosik. Bullet-like pass below the rim. intended for Borcher. She's cracked on the arm as she catches and tries to score.
Yeah, well, they denied those guards in the first half from that dribble drive penetration that Rushi might want to do with people like Hazel Francis. And really, they've had to post those guys up, Celeste Borchers, which she can do as she cans that free throw.
Well, so far, Rushi shooting fouls better than the opposition, and the lead for the Raiders swells to 6, 19-13, make it 20-13. Borchers nails a couple at the free throw line. Rushi's got its biggest advantage, 7. 40 seconds gone here in quarter number 3. Rushi Raiders making a bid to get to the state for the first time ever in girls' hoops. In the right corner, Shepherd for Cedarville. Fakes left, goes right, beneath the rim. Tries a reverse layup off the underneath side of the glass. Loose ball to Cordonier. Up down the floor to Borchers. Low on the left to Hazel Francis. Shot partially blocked. Loose ball rebound knotted. And it will stay at this end with Rushi.
Francis got a decent look. She might have got a little bit of contact down there, but the refs have been letting them play today, honestly. It's been a physical game, and they've been pretty consistent.
York inbounds, down low, cutting to the rim, almost getting a tough shot between two players is Francis. Tried to squeeze off a short two, was hemmed in and fouled. It didn't go, but she's at the stripe, two more coming.
I say that they're being physical, letting them play, and then she's straight up there. So I think with the way they've been calling that out, I wouldn't agree with that call right there.
Free throw. Francis curls out to the left. It's no good. Rushi 20, Cedarville 13. We've played a minute here in the third quarter. Cedarville once led 12-8. Second free throw here by Hazel. 1, 2, 3 bounces, then a fourth. It's on the way. Rolling around. No good. Loose ball rebound in the lane. Who's got it? Dosick? No. Borchers, yes. Back to Hazel. Borchers left corner for 3. High off the rim. Oh, a good follow. Borchers, yes. Play of the game right there. Borchers missed a trifecta. Ball hit the iron. Soared way up in the air. Borchers sliced in from the corner. Got her own miss and scored on the rebound shot to give Rushi a 9-point advantage, 22-13. Great play by Borchers. 6:25 to go here in the third. Caitlin Reed back in the floor for Cedarville, wearing the mask on the face after suffering a blow to the bridge of the nose early in this game. Christian tries to go to work, enters the lane, feeds a teammate left corner. Here's a long triple try by Cedarville. Allie Ankney missed it. Rebound gathered by Cordonier. She goes scooting down the floor, gives it up right corner to Francis. Francis to Borchers on top, back to Cordonier, corner of the court. 5:50 left in the third. Rushi up 9, 22-13. Cedarville now has gone 8 minutes without a bucket in this game. There's a pass by York to Cordonier in the corner. Hits her in the shoulder and goes out of bounds. That's how good the Raiders' defense has been. 8 scoreless minutes from the floor for Cedarville.
I think Cedarville expended a lot of energy that second quarter, expanding that defense out, and it's really kind of worn them out a little bit here, Jack.
Christian, timeline, gives it up on the play to Allie Ankeny. Near side to Brenna Atkins, popping out to catch is Reed. Reed throws left side to Ankeny. Straight away, Brenna Atkins. Cedarville stymied offensively. Brenna wants to drive. She's tripped.
Yeah.
Common foul. Cedarville will throw in. Trailing by 9, 22-13. Down to 5:15 to go, third quarter.
They just talk about Maria Christian's not getting involved. Caitlin Reed, that's 27 points a game there for Cedarville. It's not been present at all. That's who they got to get going.
Raiders in big command now, both offensively and defensively. Inbounds below the rim to Reed, left corner. She swivels into the lane, left-handed shot short. In traffic, missed it. Rebound down to Rushi, up ahead to Faith York. Shot fake, goes foul stripe, back to Cordonier. Open player, left wing, Dosick. Top of the circle, Borchers coming out to get it. Cordonier between the circles. 4:53 to go, third quarter, 22-13 Rushi. Hazel Francis picked up by Christian. Hazel hangs on, puts it on the deck. Left wing, Cordonier, step back, 3 in the air. Bullseye! Bullseye! Ariana Cordonier zeroes in, and Rushi's got Cedarville in deep, deep hot water. 25-13 Raiders, 4:30 left in the third. Hunt Scores, broadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
It is Cedarville possession. Indians trail by 12. We're near the four-minute mark, midway through the third quarter. Critical stretch for the Indians, who got to notch several points in a row to get back in this game. Dribble drive, Shepherd in the lane, handoff to Christian. Dives into the paint area, puts up a shot that sticks in the back iron, and Kerplunk, it falls in. First field goal for Cedarville in about 10 minutes in this game. Unbelievable defensive stretch put on by Rucci.
And that's the best look Maria Christian's got all night, too. She hasn't had anything easy.
3 minutes, 40 seconds left, third quarter. Here's York, nearly a double dribble. Steps inside the arc. High-arching 18-footer. Off to the right, no good. Rebound Christian Cedarville. There she goes, 70 feet down the floor. Driving layup, a scooper. Good! Maria Christian, it's two in a 20-second span. And it's 25-17. Rushi's 12-point lead clipped to 8.
And that's exactly what you need there if you're Cedarville. Gets a little bit of confidence. You got a good stop there. Now you're back in this ball game. Give you a little bit of confidence.
Dosick near side to Hazel Francis. Hazel weaves to the top of the circle. Goes to Cordonier. Cordonier hangs on. 5 second count is on. Reed flicks it away. Cordonier tracks it down. 3 minutes remaining, third quarter. Rushi up 8, 25-17. Cordonier near side to York. Defensive intensity for Cedarville is picked up. High left, it's Dosick. Now York, back to the basket. Baseline drive, pulls up, 10-footer. Overshot it, weak side rebound, Cedarville. Here come the Indians, Christian. Darting down the floor, stops on the arc, lets it fly. Banked it, much too strong. Good rebound, Brenna Atkins. Falls on the deck. Bodies are on the floor. And we have got a tie-up arrow. Favors Cedarville. Indians possession, down 8, 25-17.
Big possession.
Biggest lead by Rushi with 3.5 to go in the quarter at 25-13. Raiders were up for a moment by 12. Again, Cedarville went 10.5 minutes without a field goal. Inbound at Cedarville in the lane. It's Cook, and Cook has her arm grappled as she dribbled toward the basket. Common foul, ball out of bounds, Cedarville. Baseline left to the rim, 25-17. Rushi up 8. Playing it in, Allie Ankeny below the basket on the left. Overshoots Cook in the lane. Cordonier picks it off. Finds an open player down the floor. Cedarville didn't get back. Finished by Borchers at the rim. Assist Cordonier.
That's 6 points in the quarter for her, Jack.
27-17. Rushi hit but 10. 2:11 left to go here in the third. Caitlin Reed on the bench for Cedarville. Diving into the lane, Ankeny. Short shot. Off the mark, no. Rebound poked around, picked up by Shepherd. Twisting, turning, a banker. Good by the little Audrey Shepherd. She is having one heck of a game. The 5'4 senior guard for Cedarville. 27-19, Rushi. 1:48 to go, third quarter. Cordonier down the left side, gives it up to Francis, way out on the arc, straight on Gubo. Thought about hoisting up the three. Now Cordonier. Here's Borchers. Slices into the lane. Nearly walked. Gave it up to Schaefer on the arc. Long 30-footer, McCamey. No good. Stick back Francis. Missed, but a foul. Couple free throws for Hazel coming up.
She got lucky. She got that rebound, too, because she was fully boxed out there as well. Man, the boards are killing Cedarville. I would say that's kind of the biggest thing that... I mean, I just look at these stats overall. Man, they're getting killed, I think, about 23-10 on the boards.
Yep, a real tough break for Cedarville. Caitlin Reed simply not getting comfortable in this game. Got a shot to the bridge of the nose early. Has worn a mask. Has been in and out of the lineup since the injury. She's on the bench now. First free throw here by Rushi. No good. Second one pumped up there by Hazel, and it lipped the rim. Long rebound, though, to Schaefer. Rushi gets it back on the arc to Gubo. 1:17 to play, third quarter. Right wing, it is Francis. Fake to the left, goes below the rim. Had a shot, passed it up, threw it to Schaefer straight away. High left to Cordonier. She puts it on the deck, starts a drive. Dumps it to Schaefer in the corner. She swivels into the lane. Running scooper. Backboard. Rim. No. Rebound. Yanked down by Brooke Adkins of Cedarville. They head to Christian. Gotta stop her. On the arc to Ankeny for three. Way short. Barely caught iron. Went out of bounds. That's not the three-point shooter Cedarville wants taking those bumps.
No, but they had the open look, and they've got the momentum, so I don't blame, you know, the open look. I think that would have got the Cedarville fans on their feet. So, you know, you hit it, great, but obviously missed it, so still down eight.
Empty possession. Rushi's got it up eight. Half minute remaining. Here's a step-back three by Gubo. Didn't catch iron. Off to the left, hit the bottom of the board. Christian, midcourt for Cedarville. Top of the circle, big shot, three-pointer in the air, off the flange. Shepherd tracks down the ball in the corner, nearly fouled. She is boxed in, 12 feet from the basket. Hits Ankeny in the lane. She tries to get through a couple of white jerseys. She's pinched and fouled, it's common. Cedarville will throw in with 10.8 left here in the third quarter. Rushi up 27-19. Raiders once in this quarter led by as many as 12. Inbounding left of the basket, Cedarville. It's Ankeny. Tries to find Atkins in the lane. Picked off. Good interception by Rushi. Well done by Maddie Haney coming in off the bench.
Yeah.
She squeezed through a couple defenders.
He's going to sub that trail right back out, too, that he just subbed in.
She intercepted the pass. Boy, she will get a job well done from the bench. That's the case. 8.9 to go, third quarter. Rushi ball into the floor. Up 8, 27-19. It goes in backcourt to Hazel. Now to York, 7 to play. Got to flip it up the floor and long. It's intercepted by Reed. Reed to midcourt. Top of the circle. Running shot off the top of the backboard. No good. Third quarter closes. Rushi was up a dozen in the period. Now it's 8. 27-19 Raiders after 3 on scorersbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high. And it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
At the Rushi Raiders once had a 12-point lead, 25-13, with 3.5 to go in the third. We start the fourth. Rushi up 8, 27-19. Raiders with a lengthy possession, throwing the ball around top of the circle. There briefly, Cordonier tried to post up against Reed. Pretty good idea. Now posting up in the lane is Borchers. She catches, and she's pushed in the back by Reed of Cedarville.
I think the thing in the fourth quarter is Rush is going to be passing up those three-point looks as much. Got to get more inside looks with this eight-point lead, 7 minutes left. That's got to become more vital here for Coach Bayshore's squad as they hit 5 threes from the outside.
York inbounds from below the basket to the top of the circle, and it's a push-off on Rushi, moving screen. Indians possession, down 8. Maria Christian needs to get going for Cedarville. Caitlin Reed on the floor, but she has not been herself wearing that mask after suffering a smack to the bridge of the nose early in this game. She is without a bucket in the contest. Here's Maria Christian, 30 feet away for Cedarville. Hand off to Brenna Atkins, pick and roll. Maria catches in the lane, twisting, banker, good! Well done, Maria Christian, a much better second half of play, and it's a six-point game. It was 12. Here's Rushi, baseline right, dropping the ball as Borchers. It's loose, picked up by Cedarville. Here come the Indians. Christian on the giddy-up. 6:36 to go in the fourth. Rushi 27, Cedarville 21. It was 25-13. Pick and roll for Reed. Reed down on the inside, bobbled the ball, threw it back in right to York. Miscue Indians. Rushi tries to take advantage. York barges down the floor on the arc to Gradania for three. It's in and out. Tough break. Offensive stick back, but Borchers no good. Rushi fans thought she was pounded on the arm. Ball is driven out of bounds by Cedarville. Rushi will throw in baseline right. Head coach Michael Bayshore gets a timeout. 6:12 to go in the game. Rushi 27, Cedarville 21. On scores, broadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoating, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free of charge. O'Reilly is always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experienced machinists and also entry-level positions. Contact us online at OReillyMTS.com. That's OReillyMTS.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Rushi Raiders on the inbounds pass. Nice play in the lane. Driving to the hoop, Dosik. It rimmed. She stuck it back in. Offensive rebound, Dosik. Fine performance by Rushi on the inbound set after the timeout. Good play drawn up by head coach Michael Bayshore. Dosik got the good look. It rolled off, but then she tipped in her own missed shot. Rushi up 8, 29-21, 5:47 left in the fourth. Here's Reed, top of the circle for Cedarville. Spin move, foul line. Gives it up on the arc to the three-point shooter. It's Brooke Atkins. She knocks it down. Brooke Atkins from long range. Cedarville gets a timeout. Indians within 5, 29-24. Rushi on scores, broadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com. Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Oh, a critical stretch in this game. 5 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Rushi up five, 29-24. Faith York's got the ball baseline left. Throws in the lane to Borchers. Rushi playing pitch and catch, milking the clock. One foul each way. Rushi, three timeouts left. Cedarville's got two. Ball thrown right wing. It is Francis between the circles for Donyer. Rushi once led 25-13. Nice rally by Cedarville, which has warmed up here late in the third and the first half of the fourth. Top of the circle, dribbling back to the basket, York. Little pick and roll down inside. Borchers on the finish for two. Oh, what a play. York, a good assist. Borchers concluded the dish off with the field goal. That was clutch. Offensive set winds up resulting in a big two for the Raiders. 31-24. Rushi, 4 minutes left in this game. Shepherd, right corner. Out top to Christian. Christian tries the knife between a couple of Rushi defenders and throws it up on the run. Brandon draws the two-shot foul. Boy, she is so crafty at doing just that.
And Cedarville this second half, after she struggled in that first half, has done a better job of getting her the ball in just different ways. She's really much had her will in scoring the last two games, and Rushi scouted that, and they've done a better job this second half getting her the ball in different ways that she can score.
Free throw by Christian, up and in, 31-25, Rushi. Second shot, Christian, and she is on the money. 4 minutes left in the game. Rushi 31, Cedarville 26. Midcourt for Donyer. She bullies her way down the left side of the floor. Rushi bench thought she was being fouled. On top it goes to Francis. Francis spears into the right corner, pulls up baseline, 10-footer short. Oh, rebound snagged on the play by Cedarville's Christian. Strong defensive rebound. She's cornered, though, in backcourt. Hemmed in. She dribbles off her leg. It goes out of bounds to Rushi. Turn of events right there. Raiders ball up five. 3:37 left, Brandon.
Boy, Cedarville fans wanting a foul there. They got a case. It was pretty tight right there.
Inbounding Rushi. Wide open player below the rim. York dealt it to Francis. She was dealt a blow on the shoulder. Couldn't get the shot to the rim. Is it called on the floor?
Yes, called on the floor.
Rushi says it should be a shooting foul. That's what the bench wants.
She missed that first shot completely, and she was fouled, I think, about going up. It's pretty close.
Inbounding Raiders below the rim. On the arc to Cordonier, who sets and shoots the three and swishes it. Ariana Cordonier was wide open. Nobody picked her up.
Well, they've been letting Rushi shoot the three. That's their sixth made triple. Ariana Cordonier's got three.
I choked up getting the word Ariana out because I knew she had a beeline on that shot. She steadied herself and, like radar, connected. Here's Christian down the floor for Cedarville. She slants into the lane. A little twister with the left hand rolling in.
Oh,
what a counter by Christian. 34-28, Rushi up six. 2:58 to go in the fourth. Cordonier 25 feet away. Takes Christian to the rim, all the way to the hoop. Shoots it off the underneath side of the glass. Rebound bounces on the floor to Christian. Down the floor for Cedarville. To Shepherd. 2:44 to go. Rushi up six. Christian 30 feet away. Indians got their stop. Now Cedarville needs to react with a two- or three-pointer to take advantage of its defense. Here's Caitlin Reed twisting through traffic in the paint area. Left-hand shot is good by Caitlin Reed of Cedarville. Her first bucket of this game, and the Indians are within four, 34-30. 2:14 to go here in the fourth, and being bumped at the top of the circle is Cordania. Wow. Wow, how big was that three by Ariana a moment ago?
Cedarville has hit four straight shots. That's big.
Yep.
That's the difference in when Rouge is up by 12 to now, is they've been hitting shots. They've been able to penetrate on the inside pretty well, Jack.
Yep, Rouge is inbounding far side of the floor. Very critical stage of this game. 2:13 to go. Three timeouts left for Rouge. Two Cedarville. Three fouls Cedarville. Two on the Raiders, who are up by four. 34-30. It's gotten precarious now. The lead was once 12. Early on, third period. Baseline drive, York feeds Dosik in the lane. Dosik was about set to shoot a 10-footer. Timeout, Rushi bench. 1:53 left in the fourth. Raiders up four, 34-30. On scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
As we return to action, a big offensive possession here for Rushi, which inbounds below its basket, throws in belatedly, top of the circle, minor collision, ball caught by a Raider and an Indian simultaneously. Cedarville yanks it away. The officials deem held ball, Cedarville possession. Game on the line right here, 34-30. Rushi, 1:50 to go here in the fourth quarter. Cedarville has gotten here as a result of hard work and big-time clutch victories late in games. They're not going away now. Here's Christian back to the basket in the lane. Throws on the arc to Shepard. Shepard deals to Brenna Atkins. 30 feet away is Ankeny. Got a Christian 30 feet out on the floor. Shoots a long three-pointer over top of Francis. It's online. It missed strong. Off the flange. Long rebound, Rushi. Big sequence there. Rushi with 1:19 to go is up four. Big double in backcourt is Francis. Oh, time out. Michael Bayshore of the Raiders to perhaps save a backcourt violation. 1:15 to go. Rushi up four, 34-30. Here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he'd actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies
like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allenball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allenball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allenball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenballInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allenball go to work for you.
Here is Rushi in possession with 104 to go. Cedarville's got the foul. It's number four on the Indians. Next foul sends Rushi to the line. Raiders are up 4 points, 34-30. 64 ticks on the clock. Ball thrown to Cordonier in backcourt. Bumped by Reed. And now Ariana goes to the line. Two free ones here. A chance to extend the advantage to six. It's 34-30. Rushi over Cedarville. Indians simply have not gone away. Rushi commanded a 25-13 lead in the third period, but the Indians have rallied back strong. Cordonier's free throw is in and out. No good. Little strong. Caught the back rim, hit the front rim, and popped in the air.
4 of 11 from the line are the Raiders. That has kept them in this game for Cedarville.
Second free throw for Donier. Yes, she makes it. About 56% on the year at the stripe for Rushi. It's haunted the Raiders today, or this game would have been put to rest by now.
And Cedarville's 5-6, and they only shoot 54% as a team.
There you go. You just never know about foul shooting. 35-30 Rushi, 57 seconds to go. Here's Caitlin Reed driving down the lane. Had a good left-handed scooper near the rim. Shot it too strong. Rebound punched out by the Raiders. Cedarville will inbound. 53.1 to go, 35-30 Rushi, Cedarville, another timeout. That will leave Cedarville one. Rushi's got one remaining for the final 53. Rushi in the lead by a score of 35-30 over Cedarville.
We currently package over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year while maintaining strict accuracy standards. We are production supporting Rushi. We provide customized electronic poly bagging of your products, and we offer assembly, warehousing, and distribution too. Today, production support prepares products for the marketplace more affordably and more efficiently than ever. We're always looking to expand our team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check our website, productionsupportinc.com. Through Scores Broadcast, we promote the many schools and athletic programs it follows with online sports coverage. Production Support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service, where your job is in the bag.
Cedarville inbounds in the right corner, trailing by five. It's Reed with her back to the basket, 15 feet away. Now 10 feet away. Muscles down inside and gets it to go. 35-32. Rushi's lead trimmed to three. 36 seconds to go. Here's York in backcourt. Here comes the double team. Ball fed cross court to Francis. She zipped into the forecourt. Bounce pass low on the left to Borchers. Driving layup is good. Rushi beat the press. And attacked and scored to go up 37-32. 19 seconds left. Here's a baseline J, but Caitlin Reed, no good. It skids off the rim long. Rebound Raiders. They've got the ball. Free throws upcoming. Foul Cedarville. 14.6 left here in the fourth. And it looks like Rushi might be able to dodge a bullet here at the end of this game and advance on to the state final four. Still 14.6 to go. Anything can happen, Brandon. Two free throws here would make it a three-possession game.
I don't know how they didn't call a foul in backcourt when they zipped it up to Celeste Borchers there. I would be pretty upset if I was Cedarville right there.
Dosick.
Can't the first one.
Big foul shot made by Dosick of Rushi to stretch the lead to 6, 38-32. 14.6 to go. If the Rushi Raiders beat the pressure in that previous sequence, as Cedarville had no choice but to sell out in backcourt Rucci got it down the floor, got the finish at the rim. Second free throw, no good. Scratch for the rebound, and guess who ripped it away? Borchers with the board for Rucci. She's hacked on the arm with 12.2 to go. Rucci up 6, 38-32. Celeste Borchers, a couple straight fine games here in this regional. Foul shot up, and it's true. She had a good one against Morro Ridgedale in the regional semi. Another rock-solid performance, 14 points here today against Cedarville. Foul shot in, second shot, yes, 40-32. Rucci, 11 seconds left. Cedarville's Christian to midcourt. Stops and pops a long 35-footer. It's too hard. Rebound, Borchers in backcourt to Cordonier. Dribbling out of trouble. That's going to do it. It's over! The Rucci girls advance on to the state Final Four for the first time ever. Turning back Cedarville 40-32. Raiders players rejoicing at midcourt with the coaching staff. Fans in blue and gold across the way on their feet. Celebration ensues. Rucci triumphant 40-32 over Cedarville. Raiders once trailed 12-8 early on in this game and then had a stretch of scoring 10 of 11 points and then burst out to a 12-point lead midway through the third. Hung on to win it. Cedarville got as close as, what, 3 points?
Yeah, five.
Five,
yeah.
Five was as close as Cedarville got there in the fourth. Made it interesting. Had a possession down five. Could not convert. Oh, it got a little hairy, little scary for Rucci. But the Raiders hang on. Did make free throws at the very end when they counted. 40-32, Rucci wins the regional championship, Southwest D7 over Cedarville, 8-point victory, and the Raiders advance on to a state semifinal. We'll give you details in just a few minutes when we come back. Rucci 40, Cedarville 32 on scoresbroadcast.com.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Stigabush wants to throw. Out pattern. Goal line. Receiver on the run. Yes, he catches. Touchdown. Plyman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
The gem in Rucci, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rucci, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rucci.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rucci.
Just a nice little shop.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Located in Kettlersville on Route 274 east of 29, Woody's at Kayville has quickly become the favorite dining spot for locals and those traveling through. At Woody's, the hearty burger and crisp bacon are the perfect blend. The loaded pizza is straight from the oven straight to you. The fried mushrooms and onion rings receive rave reviews. And Woody's is well known for its mouth-watering wings and sriracha bourbon sauce. It's not unusual for patrons to drive 20 to 30 miles for the delicious, freshly prepared meals at Woody's. Nightly dinners at 4 p.m. are crazy popular. The fall-off-the-bone barbecue ribs on Thursdays and tender and juicy prime rib on Saturdays are glue ribbon specials. Woody's features a variety of daily lunches, too. And Wednesday to Sunday, breakfast is on from 7 to 10:30. Woody's at Kayville, where the food is far greater than okay. It's out of this world in little old Kettlersville on Route 274, a few miles east of I-75. The one diner that's well worth the drive.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Oh, what a night it is for Rushi. The Raiders defeat Cedarville 40-32 as the Rushi girls in high school basketball advance to the state Final Four for the first time ever. 8-point win over Cedarville. Rushi trailed 12-8 early on, took the lead at 13-12, and never trailed thereafter. Pushed out to a 12-point advantage at one moment, 25-13. Cedarville came back, had possessions, down five in the fourth quarter. Could not convert big baskets. Rushi hangs on to win. Raiders victory here today, Brandon, was fueled by very good three-point shooting.
Yeah, five, I believe, three-pointers overall. Three of them coming from Ariana Cardonier, one from, six of them overall. Three from Ariana Cardonier, two from Callie Gubo, and one from Cami Schaefer. Overall scoring, Ariana Cardonier, 10 points for Rushi, 15 points by Celeste Borchers, who led them, six for Callie Gubo, five for Kylie Dosek, only one from Hazel Francis. That's a stat that stands out, and three for Cami Schaefer. They were 8 of 19 from the line. They left a lot of points out on the floor tonight at the stripe. For Cedarville, there is 4 points from Reed, 8 points from Audrey Shepard, four for Lila Cook. Maria Christian ended up with 14 after only having three after the first half. There's three for Brooke Adkins, two for Brenna Adkins, and they were 5 of 6 overall from the line as well tonight. Raiders ended up out-rebounding 28-20, nine turnovers for Cedarville, seven for Rushi. Pretty clean-played ball game in terms of taking care of the ball. It was 8-8 after one quarter. At half, Rushi led, I believe it was 18-11, 19-27 after the third quarter, and it finally ended up being 40-32. Sour Mug, stars of the game. I'm going to go with Celeste Borchers for Rushi, and I'm going to go with Maria Christian for Cedarville.
This segment of our presentation brought to you by Sour Mug, Sour Mugs in West Milton, Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue, located in the Social in the Pickwa Center, formerly the Pickwa East Mall. Thanks so much to Sour Mugs here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Pickwa at the food court at the Social in the Pickwa Center, formerly the Pickwa East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus,
guests select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
And welcome back to the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Rushi Raiders players have just received their regional championship honors, medals awarded, recognition announced, and now it is time to cut down the net. And it's taking place at this very moment. Rushi fans is still on their feet across the way as the Raiders have defeated Cedarville 40-32. Rushi advancing on to the state final four in girls basketball for the first time ever in school history. Way to go, Rushi. The Raiders get the job done here today and will play on Friday at 1 p.m. against the winner of the game between Attica Seneca East and Cortland Maplewood. That is a Northeast Regional Championship contest taking place today. Rushi will play that winner. 1 p.m. tip on Friday, March 13th. State championship game, as we look ahead, is Saturday morning at 10:45. On March 14th. On the other side of the bracket, Stryker was to play Ottoville today in the Northwest Region title game. It's been moved to tomorrow because of floor condensation at that location. The other regional championship, opposite Stryker, Ottoville, is in the Southeast. Strasburg, Franklin, Reedsville, Eastern. Don't have a final score on that game as of this point in time.
Nope.
But coming into today, it was Rushi Cedarville in the Southwest, Attica Seneca East, Cortland Maplewood in the Northeast. Those winners match up Friday, March 13th. Rushi's advanced by virtue of the victory over Cedarville here today. The other four, Strykerville, Ottoville, not Strykerville, get with the program, Jack. Stryker and Ottoville will meet now Sunday as the result of some condensation on a floor at that venue in Northwest Ohio. Strasburg Franklin was to play Reedsville Eastern today and don't have a final on that. So those four clubs, Stryker and Ottoville, Strasburg Franklin and Reedsville Eastern, are on one side of the bracket. Rushi on this side of the state bracket with the Attica Seneca East Cortland Maplewood winner. And the state semifinal for Rushi is on Friday, March 13th at 1 p.m. And I'm so pleased to be greeted by Callie Gubo and Faith York here at courtside. All wired up is Callie. She's got the headset on. Hey, the three-point shooting came to the rescue at the right time. Tell me about the three-point looks you got as a team and the fact that you knew coming into this game you had to be prepared to shoot that basketball from behind the arc. Good job. Well done. Way to go, Callie.
Thank you. Yeah, I think we move the ball really well, and we get a lot of open looks. I know that's kind of my role on the team is to shoot, so I am ready every time I'm open to shoot. Even if I'm missing, I still continue to get looks at that.
Hey, who is guarding you today in this game? Was it a man-to-man, a zone? Who was in your face most of the time, and how did you manage to shake free?
Yeah, they had a man on us, and I think we move a lot off the shots. For me personally, I like to relocate a lot if I throw it in, and I feel like that helps because the girl can lose you on that, so I feel like I get open a lot off of that. And whenever people drive, they know to look for me on a kick if they're not open.
Hey, now this wound up being an 8-point win. You were up 12 at one stage. Early on, you were down before 12-8. You've lost only three all season. I'm curious, where does this Cedarville club stack up with all the opponents you played this year? You lost three games, played a tough schedule. This team did not go down easy. They put up a fight right down to the last moment of the game.
Yeah, they definitely pushed us a lot. I think our games earlier in the season helped us to prepare for this, the tough games. And just preparing for that all season long definitely helped us right now.
Talking with Callie Gubo, one of the fine Raiders who performed extremely well today, advancing the Rushi girls team to the first ever state Final Four in girls hoops. Now, I know you made a bunch of fine passes in this game today. You're going to make another good pass right now. You're going to hand off the headset to Faith York. Thank you so much, Callie. Faith, oh, terrific passing.
Thank you.
Terrific assist making in this game. I know your teammates had a lot of faith in Miss York. You've probably heard that before.
Yep, plenty of times.
Hey, what do you look to do on offense when your team is feeding the ball around? When you get it, what comes to mind first? What is the thought process?
First thing you got to do is square up, look for your shot, first of all, of course, and then right after that, look for what we're in the play. If I'm getting screened, do a little shot fake, go around, look for my drive. If it's not there, cook it out. Or I think assisting is mostly my specialty. I really like to look at the floor, look around, see who's open, and do some skip passes and stuff, and hopefully we can make a quick offensive play.
How is this game today like or dissimilar with others you played here late in the season? Mm-hmm. For example, the game against Morrill Ridgedale. Were you challenged more today by Cedarville than you were in the regional semi? This wound up being a tough opponent today, which had beaten Mississinawa and Fort Loramie.
Mm-hmm. I think we definitely were today because we weren't making a lot of our shots from the outside, and that's kind of saved us in some of our harder times in the other games, but we still rallied through it and were able to get back on defense and stop the ball a lot to keep them from scoring. So I think they definitely posed more of a threat to us today than Ridgedale did before.
Hey, I attended practice yesterday. I saw your club working really hard, and I didn't sense any nerves or jitters. It looked like you were prepping for this game today, this regional championship, with a lot of confidence. Am I right?
Yes, we definitely were. We all trust each other a lot. We get along very well as a team. We trust our coaches, and above else, we trust in God and that his plan to do, and we just follow his will.
Hey, talk about the guidance from head coach Michael Bayshore. Mm-hmm. I know he puts a lot of time and effort to preparing and coaching this Rushi girls basketball team. He loves it so much, it shows. And he's gotten this club on the right track, that's for sure.
Yep, he does. Yeah, we know he puts his heart and soul in it. He's always stressing about every little thing. And he gets on us, which is what coaches are supposed to do. And he's really just a great coach. We know he watches so much film, and especially our assistant coach, Luke Dapour, also watches constant film, and Coach Hessler and his daughter, they're just all really great part, and they all put all of their lives into it. And he tells us a lot that coming to practice and being with us at basketball is one of the his favorite parts of the day, and he really looks forward to it, and we do too.
Oh, that's so neat. Good comment. Faith, thank you so much.
Faith York
of the victorious Rushi Raiders, who win the regional championship here today, 40-32 over Cedarville, to advance on to the state Final Four on Friday at 1. Brandon?
Yeah, these girls right here have earned this opportunity, and really they've been back Cedars these last how many years. We talked about it during the volleyball regionals, watching the Larmies and those guys go on to state, and they've kind of been stifled at the regionals. This gym hasn't always been friendly to the Rushi Raiders, but, you know, these past couple games it has been, and, you know, once you got up 12, they got a little comfortable, kind of slowed down a bit, but were able to stave off a fierce Cedarville team. I mean, I give them credit. I give the Indians credit. They've been down 12, and they could have packed it in, but they did a really good job, and they're not going anywhere. I mean, you take a look at Cedarville. Lauren Christian's a junior. She'll be right back. Maria Christian, excuse me, is a sophomore, I should say. Reed, who really kind of struggled again with that, you know, bridge, getting her nose gashed as a junior. So I will not be shocked to see Cedarville back here. We know Rushi's got some veteran presence, but also relatively young. But congratulations to Coach Bayshore. They take it one step at a time. So very, very excited as he cuts down the net.
Yep, photo op for Rushi. Head coach Michael Bayshore atop the ladder. And he cuts down the final rung of the netting. He just clipped it, and the flashes were flying. Cameras were on fire. Congrats to the Rushi Raiders, head coach Michael Bayshore and his staff. As you noted just a moment ago, yep, Cedarville, Caitlin Reed, a junior, Maria Christian, a sophomore, Lila Cook, a freshman, came in off the bench, made a big field goal. The two Adkins twins graduate, Brooke and Brenna. This team will be heard from again next season, no question about it. We could very likely see some familiar faces once again here in this regional, the Sweet 16, Southwest Ohio Girls D7 in 2027.
And they rocked the boat, too. They beat Larmie. I mean, Larmie, two-time defending regional champions. Then you come in and you beat Mississinewa, and that, you know, they were battle-tested, and they took that lead early. We're leaving 12-8, and I'm like, I don't know. I didn't know what was going to happen. Rushi struggled, but Rushi hit shots. That was the big thing. They got out to such a big lead. They were able to get close. Rushi left a lot out there on the stripe. I think there's things that Coach Bayshore will want to talk about, obviously, no matter who their opponent is. But congratulations. These girls have worked their tails off, and they deserve it. Like I said, they've been kind of the bridesmaids for a while here in this Southwest District. Now they're the bride.
Yep. Hey, we are now your new community go-to store, Schaefer Market, South Main and Fort Loramie. We've gone local. We found out from you, the customer, exactly what products you want to see on our shelves inside the market, and we've delivered. Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Winner's Meats, Mahaffey Pies, Hunt Brothers Pizza, and more at Schaefer Market. Sample the hot daily lunches and the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. You'll love the new smoothie machine at Schaefer Market. And don't forget, the North Loramie drive-thru is now the Schaefer drive-thru. Get your convenient grab-and-go options from Schaefer Market, like cold subs, at the Schaefer drive-thru, formerly the North Loramie drive-thru. Don't forget to stop by today at Schaefer Market, South Main and Fort Loramie. See all the new items as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's. And Schaefer RV Storage is also new, located right behind Schaefer Market. The bays are 14 by 54 feet each. Email Holly Schaefer at holly@schaeferoil.com. That's Schaefer, S-C-H-A-F-E-R, holly@schaeferoil.com. Find out more about Schaefer RV Storage and support the Schaefer Market Gallon Give Back Program at the Market Gas Pumps. Always low pricing there at Schaefer Market for gas, plus a penny from each gallon sold goes to a special public service endeavor. And Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street. Cutaway's the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children. Styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We will style, you will smile at Cutaway Styling Salon. Owner extraordinaire, Deb Gubo. Stylist, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson, and Turner. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. 40 years styling at Cutaway. Walk into Cutaway Styling Salon. Come out styling Cutaway at 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. We'll return with a little more, wrapping up our presentation today of the Rushi Girls Regional Championship win over Cedarville, 40-32 on scoresbroadcast.com.
A healthy home and garden start with the right care. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, you'll find the products you need to care for your lawn, garden, and outdoor spaces. Provico at 225 South Main in Bodkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source. From grass seed and fertilizers to garden tools, pond chemicals, and seasonal supplies, we make it easy to grow and maintain a space you're proud of. Our knowledgeable Provico team is always ready to help with expert advice and trusted solutions for every project, big or small. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Bodkins, your local source for lawn, landscaping, and garden success.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
When your team's on the field, every second counts. And in your shop, it's no different. Knox Manufacturing Solutions keeps your CNC machines running at championship level. From Haas to Akuma, Fanuc, and more, we service any brand, any machine. And as a proud distributor of Mazak machines, we score with world-class equipment and merge it with our frontline support. Located in Franklin, Ohio, we service all of Southern Ohio, including Shelby, Auglaize, Mercer, Dark, Miami, and surrounding counties. Call 1-877-KNOX-CNC. That's 1-877-KNOX-CNC. Knox Manufacturing Solutions, your first and last choice in CNC machine service. Keeping manufacturing in the game.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS Inc.com.
Welcome back here to the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Rushi fans are gone, finally hanging around, celebrating the regional championship medals presentation and team trophy that took place, then the cutting down of the net, a lot of photo ops, celebration ensued. First trip to the state final forever in Rushi girls basketball history, and it was such a joy to be a part of it here on scoresbroadcast.com. Jack Kramer along with Brandon Coverman, and Rushi did it with a fine combination, Brandon, of outside shooting, team defense, and attacked the basket when the opportunity presented itself.
Yeah, I mean, Cedarville pretty much told us early on when they showed their defenses that they were not going to be beat by the dribble drive at all. They were not going to let Hazel Francis, you know, attack downhill, and they held her to 1 point. I mean, credit Cedarville that they held Hazel Francis to 1 point, but credit Rushi by responding. Callie Gubo hit a couple threes. Cammy Schaefer hit a couple threes. Ariana Cardanier had three threes. And like I said in the pregame, those girls hit shots like that. That tips the scale from Rushi, you know, it being a toss-up to an 80-20, 90-10 in Rushi's favor. And that you take them any day of the week. They do that in two games on Friday and Saturday. They will be the state champions. But it's all about piecing it together, and it's all about showing up for one more week, giving it all you got.
I tell you what, that is a storyline that is going to be heard statewide. Rushi scores 40. Everybody that scores, except Hazel Francis, gets the 39 of the 40. Hazel gets one. 39 points accumulated by other players in addition to Hazel. She's limited to a point. Leading scorer on the team on the year. She has held in check, has been held in check to just a single point. And yet Rushi wins by eight. And who would have thought that would be possible to beat Cedarville in a regional title game? As you told me before the game, Hazel's limited to a point. I would have said probably a 75% chance Rushi gets nipped.
Yeah,
but that was not the case. That's a tribute to how well-rounded this team is and the job the coaching staff has done and how hard the girls have worked.
And I forgot to mention Celeste Borchers, 15 points today. She had a heck of a regional. Yep. I mean, if we had to give an MVP of the regional, she got it. 13 points against Ridgeville, 15 tonight. There was a stretch where she really struggled to score, where she couldn't really get above that 5-7 point mark ever. And there's a lot more kind of expected out of her, but man, she showed up when it counted. And if it wasn't for her performance today, I might have been swapping places with Cedarville. So I want to give Celeste Borchers a nice shout out. I know I gave her my Sour Mug Star of the Game, and she rightfully earned that. If she plays that way, she brings a couple 14-15 point performances in the state tournament. That's going to be huge for Rushi and will boost them to possibly win the state title.
Yep, again, head coach Michael Bayshore gave Celeste kudos after her performance against Morrill Ridgedale, and he will be doing it once again. Once more, I point out the fact that 39 of the 40 points scored by Rushi here today by players other than Hazel Francis, limited to just a single point. Rushi wins by eight. That's going to strike a little fear in Rushi's next opposition. You've got to defend everybody, not only on the floor, but young ladies coming off the bench. You can't slack off on a soul on this Rushi girls basketball roster.
Hey, like I said, it's teams that win championships anytime. You know, it's not going to be that single player. We've seen it. Obviously, we've seen it with the Rushi boys last year. And like I said, these girls have been waiting in the wings for a while, and they earned it. They've earned it this year. So congratulations to Coach Michael Bayshore and his staff on a job well done. And be excited to see them down at the Nutter Center next week.
We'll take a short break. We're going to look over our upcoming broadcast schedule, see if we can get at last try an Attica, Seneca, East, Cortland, Maplewood score from Northeast Ohio. May or may not be possible. You know what? I have just noticed that was a 7 p.m. tip. That's a 7 p.m. tip. Yeah, Rushi plays Attica, Seneca, East, or Cortland, Maplewood on Friday at 1. Attica, Seneca, East, Cortland, Maplewood playing tonight at 7 in Northeast Ohio. The winner gets Rushi at Friday, 1 o'clock at the UD Arena. State championship game looking down the road. Saturday, March 14th at 10:45 at UD. Should Rushi advance? Let's hope the Raiders do. Lehman Catholic victorious today in boys action over Jackson Center in the 1 p.m. game at Piqua. Botkins triumphant in the third and final game today at Piqua. Thus, Botkins meets Lehman in a regional semifinal, second game at this venue, Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center, on Wednesday night at 7:30. Botkins, Lehman Catholic, here at Vandalia Butler. Wednesday night, 7:30 tip. Oh, my goodness. That's going to be
fun.
One heck of a confrontation. Cincinnati College Prep, no slouch, beat Cedarville 56-53 in the 11 a.m. district championship. And College Prep plays Delta St. John's at 6 in Wednesday's first regional semifinal, Boys Division 7 here at Butler.
It's going to be, it's like I said, it's best time of the year. And, you know, obviously Delphus, when they come down, the regional is going to be the heavy favorite. But, you know, Lehman, obviously, they no slouch themselves. Botkins, the champions of the Shelby County Athletic League, you know, want to be able to kind of sneak up on them. And, you know, what's Cincinnati College Prep going to bring? I don't know. We'll see. But we'll be really, really exciting. And then, of course, you know, the girls, Rushi girls playing next week. Can't wait to watch that, whoever their opponent's going to be. So, like I said, we're getting down to the stretch.
Yeah, I'm hoping this is the scenario for us on scoresbroadcast.com. She's very local. Boys win on Tuesday night in a Division 6 regional semi against Fort Recovery. We would follow Marion Local next. We would follow Marion Local in a regional championship game next Saturday, 1 week from tonight at 7:30. Understand that D7 boys regional championship game has been slated for five next Saturday. Rushi girls, should the Raiders advance on to a state title game, it would be at 10:45 next Saturday. So we could possibly have three more games to cover 1 week from today. We've got a doubleheader on Wednesday night for sure. We've got a Rushi state semifinal in girls hoops on Friday at 1. We will not be covering any of the D6 boys regional semis on Tuesday night. That's the picture. Looking ahead, keep abreast of the scoresbroadcast.com website for our updated broadcast schedule. Brandon enjoyed it.
Hey, yeah, it's great. You know, I've been, of course, following the Raiders all year, and it's been exciting to see them to grow and, again, take this step forward. And, you know, these girls did it in volleyball. They actually lost on this court in volleyball, so they've still got a lot of these girls played on that volleyball team. So they don't have, you know, they don't want to just show up there. They don't want that participation award. Man, they want to go on and win this whole thing, you know, and keep this Shelby County tradition strong of getting deep into the postseason tournament.
Again, three big storylines today. Outside three-point shooting for Rushi. During one stretch, the middle third of the game, darn near 11 minutes, Rushi holds Cedarville to no field goals for 11 minutes of action. Other storyline, Hazel Francis gets 1 point.
Yeah.
One of the 40. The other young ladies generate 39. That's plenty good enough for an 8-point win. That makes the Rushi resume look pretty formidable heading into the state final four.
Exactly. And, again, they're, you know, it's hard to say favorites, but I think a lot of people would say that they're one of the teams. And at the beginning of the season, they haven't had Claudia Haney all year as their lead scorer.
Yep.
So I give these girls credit for being able to fight back and to win 24 games that they have without her, win a Shelby County League title, still beat teams like Versailles, go out and beat Brookville. They've done that without a girl that probably would have been averaging in double figures, if not around 9-8 points a game for them, a really big 6'3 post presence. So they've been relentless. Girls have stepped up. Kylie Dosek has stepped up very well. Cammie Schaefer shot the ball well lately. They're just girls like that. And then the girls who you expect, like the Hazel Francis, Celeste Borchers. That's what you expect. So that's also really exciting as well, and a golden opportunity here for Rushi.
Raiders, by way of record, what now, 23-3?
24-3, I believe.
24-3?
I think it sounds about right, because they took won't get to 30 games played.
24-3 by way of record for Rushi, and today's victory was triumph number 12 in a row. Well, you can't beat that. Can't beat that. 12 straight wins. Rushi riding a lot of momentum. Wouldn't it be great to end the campaign on a 14-game win streak?
Yeah, it would be great. And, of course, a lot of opportunity for these girls that have worked hard for it and are a good group of girls. And, again, it's just Shelby County tradition. You know, there's been other girls' teams that have been very good in Rushi that haven't been able to get here. They've run into some really good teams. you know, over the course of the year, but over the course of the years, I should say, and have kind of run into some clunkers here at Vandalia, but they've been able to exercise that demon here in these past couple of nights.
Yeah, officially with the win today, 24-3 overall for the Rushi Raiders. The triumph today, the 24th victory. This game preceding an Alter regional championship, and Alter's opponent is
Purcell Marion.
Yes, Purcell Marion.
I believe they're a four-time defending state champ, maybe. They were on a run there for a couple of years, or they stringed together some state titles. And Rushi played these Alter girls. We called that game down at Alter.
Yep.
And Alter played Brookville in the regional semis to get here. So that shows you the schedule that prepares them.
Yep.
At Rushi play, that you're playing two teams that were in the D4 regional semis, one in the regional finals. So that's huge. Playing that schedule is tough, and it gets you ready for moments like these.
Alter girls are on the floor now, getting ready for Purcell Marion. Alter, a team that the Rushi girls came within a few seconds of beating in a game we covered. We were broadcasting from the stage at the Alter gym on a night when Ariana Cordagna didn't play second half.
Yeah.
She missed the second half, the final two quarters of that game. Rushi nearly beat Alter, which is here in the D4 D4 regional title game coming up in just a few minutes here at Vandalia Butler. That puts in perspective how far Rushi's come, how good this Rushi team really is, having played Alter back in the first third of the campaign and had Alter beaten. Of course, neither Rushi nor Alder, same team now at this point in the season.
Nope.
Well, we could talk on and on and on until the Raiders play again.
Yeah, we could. that's how much fun the boys and girls basketball in our area brings to this postseason, and it's the fun of getting to be able to call it with you, Jack.
We'll hear from Dave Nagel Excavation and then sign off Jack and Brandon here at Vandalia Butler. Regional championship to the Rushi girls. It's on to the state final four for the first time in program history. Rushi 40, Cedarville 32 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at
at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brooklyn's. Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Myring. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.